9 o'clock here on Three Counties Radio. A major plan has been announced to increase the number of nurses and doctors working in the NHS in England. It is one of the key stories today. The government's launched a 15-year plan to expand the number of university places for medical students, and it could lead to medical degrees being cut from 5 years to 4. Now, we know that recruitment and retention is a significant problem in the NHS. 1 in every 10 posts is vacant at the moment. That equates to 110,000 vacancies. Listening to that is Dr. Sahil Hussain from Hertfordshire, who's left the NHS after 20 years to become a private GP. Doctor, good afternoon to you.
Hi, good afternoon.
Welcome to the programme. Doctor, you've seen the proposal by the government and the NHS here. What's your reaction to this? Are they on the right track?
Well, I mean, this is a very complicated situation, and as obviously as such a situation is very nuanced. So there is some overview and reform desperately needed. So we did need to do something to address this massive recruitment and retention problem. But what one has to remember is, even if you've got a massive hose, a fireman's hose, and you're filling a bath, but you leave the plug open, all the water is going to eventually drain out again. So it's good that we are addressing the recruitment problem, but we must look at retention and issues that are problematic, causing doctors to leave, such as myself, leave the NHS, work privately, leave to go work abroad. Australia, Canada, Qatar, the Middle East, all of these countries are now benefiting from highly trained individuals who've been here for years.
Well, can I ask you, you did work in the NHS for 20 years and you've left. What made you leave?
Well, I mean, it was exactly the problems that have been highlighted. And as I say, the changes are welcome and necessary, but the issues are with workforce demands, with lack of staffing, lack of resourcing, and lack of joined-up care. So many years ago, I remember when we started something called Care in the Community, where mental health patients were discharged early from hospitals and GPs were then expected to look after complex mental health patients. And mental health is a big topic right now, of course. So what we need is a more joined-up system where different specialties talk to each other and there is greater oversight. So super specialization is another topic in itself, but that has been part of the problem, where more and more disparate services are then catering for finer and finer issues. So we need joined-up thinking, coordination, and resources. So if those issues can be addressed, I think we're moving in the right direction slowly.
Okay, but Doctor, given the scale of the NHS, because there is more money. I mean, there's more money clearly going in, new money, and the scale and the evolution. And of course, we're living longer. We're presenting with more conditions, pressure. Isn't it the case that clearly there are always going to be issues within a beast that is so big, and all we're doing is really doing the best we can in very difficult circumstances.
Absolutely, but what we need to also realise is we don't want doctors on the cheap, and this is not in disrespect to pharmacists nor physicians associates. They have their place, but what they are not, they are not a substitute for a highly qualified, highly trained, highly specialised individual who spent years, decades training to get to consultant or GP level. So in the plan, obviously, there's this potential of physicians associates and pharmacists and etc. taking on more general practice roles. Now, I personally don't think that's a good idea, because we are de-skilling the care that patients receive by receiving care from a less qualified and less well-trained individual.
So how would you fix that problem? Because it has been a question I've looked at when looking through the report by the government. The idea of reducing the number of years it takes, for example, to train to be a doctor. I mean I'm sure every safety measure has been put in place, but it does seem that you spend a long time training, Sahil, to become a doctor. I don't think it can be shortened, can it?
No, well, actually that issue potentially has some merit. So the medical degree is 5. When I did it, was 5 years with an additional potential BSc, so 6 years. So now most medical degrees are minimum of 5/6 years. I do believe that could be shortened, and NHS England are working with the GMC to put that in place. I think that particular idea has merit in it, because we could train doctors. There are graduate programs now where, for example, someone's done an arts degree or a finance degree, or they've worked in industry, and then they think, at age 30, I'd like to train to be a doctor. So they do enter an accelerated program of 4 years. And I personally believe that the medical degree could be shortened to 4 years. In America, they have a 4-year degree. It's very intensive, but they manage to train doctors very well in 4 years. So I think that element has merit in it.
pay, the issue has not been raised in this. I mean, if you're to retain staff, the morale is important. Clearly, the money's important.
Absolutely. So there is this myth that doctors, GPs and consultants are exorbitantly paid. That is basically a myth. We are paid well, but for the job that we do, the stress that we encounter, the hours that we work, it is not adequate remuneration. So remunerating doctors adequately would certainly go away in stemming the flood of doctors who are leaving. So you could go to Qatar, work there without paying tax, have your child's education paid for, have a house, have a car, and make very good money and have a really nice lifestyle, because at the end of the day, whilst we're health professionals, we're all human beings as well, and we need to look after our health, our families, our social situation. I've literally just come from a training day for GP appraisers. I'm an appraiser of other GPs, and in the room there were hundreds of GPs, and the theme that was common throughout was, we're so worked out, we're so burnt out, we're so stressed. And you know, these are doctors who appraise other doctors, so this is the message we're getting from our appraises and the feeling in the room itself.
Doctor, pleasure talking to you. Thank you, Dr. Sahil Hussain from Hertfordshire, who's left the NHS after 20 years to become a private GP. Stay.